Individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the AM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, it is the last Wednesday of the month, which means...
It's History Day.
With...
Joni Skillbred.
And our topic is...
Gold, alcohol, and executive orders.
The trifecta. Oh, yeah. And tomorrow is?
Thanksgiving.
And what are you doing?
I'm going to be thankful.
Where at?
I'm going to go to Pike's.
Because?
Well,
something about laziness?
Yes. I'm going to be lazy this year. I saw their menu and it looked really good. And I went, well, wow, you know, I could go do this.
Fairbanks, this is my last show before Monday. We're not on Friday. And when I'm on the air on Monday, that'll be the completion of my 10th year.
Really?
And the beginning of my 11th year.
Congratulations.
And you've been with me for 8 or 9.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of shows.
I know. So that's why you can tell our harmonious conversion in the booth here. Anyway, what else have you been up to?
Working. Oh, my gosh. Winter hit and working in my shop, making product.
How's that going for you?
Very well. I have plenty of work. Too well.
I believe it. So, let's, shall we begin?
Oh, I think so. We have, you know, executive orders, we have those today, and people get all riled up about them, but executive orders from the President of the United States are nothing new, and coming out of the Great Depression, there was FDR, boy, he loved them. And he used them mightily. And so coming out of the Depression, there's a few things that are really important to note here before we get into this discussion. Prohibition.
Okay, yeah.
Prohibition was in effect, and the Great Depression hits, and here we are. So nobody has any money, and you can't get drunk. I mean, that is depressing.
That's not the Fairbanks way.
And we're ramping up into World War II. And these wars don't happen all of a sudden. You build up to them. And so there was a military presence. After the railroad was built, there was a military presence being built up in Fairbanks. And all of these things are going to come to one big... ahead here in Fairbanks. Initially in 1933, when to pull us out of the Depression, the federal government decided to devalue the dollar, start some inflation, and they did it by first, people were hoarding gold all across the nation and also in Alaska. And they were hoarding it, and it was causing problems, and they wanted people to spend money. They wanted, we were on the gold standard then, and they wanted, you know, they wanted it in circulation. So I'm going to read this. It's a notice. It says, under executive order of the President of the United States, issued April 5th, 1933, all persons are required to deliver on or before May 1st, 1933. This is all persons. They have to deliver all gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates now owned by them to a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency to any member bank of the Federal Reserve System. If you fail to do this...
And this was not during a wartime activity. This is 1933.
This is ramping up. And he's trying to pull us out of the Depression.
Yeah, this was before ramping up for the war. No, this is socialism starting.
Starting, yes. So, if you failed to follow this...
You're a criminal.
You're a criminal. And what are the criminal penalties?
Firing squad?
No. No. Criminal penalties for violation of this executive order, $10,000 fine or 10 years imprisonment or both, as provided in Section 9 of this order.
Mrs. Sather, a mining family in the Fairbanks Creek area. You know, I was a young teenager, and I'd go out to the mine, and she taught me the first rule of mining. The first thing a miner is going to do is dig a hole to get the gold. The second thing they're going to do is dig a second hole to bury the gold back in the hole.
Yes, you know, but a lot of people did turn their gold in.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was... They did this, and then they went and raised the price of gold. The federal government did, because they were in control of the price of gold. Today, not so much, but back then they were in control. So they raised it from $20 an ounce to $35 an ounce, which devalued the dollar and made mining was booming in Fairbanks. Now, you got to remember that the gold dredging was just starting. So, you know, the FE company was probably just jumping for joy over the rise in the price of gold. They greatly benefited. But anybody holding dollars, you know, they faced some inflation due to this. So also in 1933... there's some headlines here that show how important gold and alcohol are to Fairbanks. Now, we were still under Prohibition, which ended in 1933. And they kind of show some of Fairbanks' reaction to this stuff. So on April 6, 1933, 19 states are ready for beer.
I know.
Big headline, huge.
The Volstead Act is repealed.
Yeah, these are these are right at the top of the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. You want to read the April 7th one?
Yes, FE gets option on Esther property. Beer greeted with joyous celebration.
Yeah, that's just how it appeared. And on April 11th, Alaska to get beer law tomorrow. Oh, man. Yes, so that was a very big deal.
All about the beer and the gold.
Yes, so then one other thing that they did in 1933 with gold was they placed an embargo on exporting gold. So we were holding all the gold in the U.S. and you couldn't send gold to other countries. So that was an important tool that they also implemented to get to boost up the economy.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Joni Skillbred in the studio with me. We are talking about
gold and booze.
And it's a day before Thanksgiving, and we're very thankful for what
both.
We have.
Yes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This Thanksgiving, give thanks for family, fun, and fresh snow. Northern Power Sports has all new Arctic Cat Sleds, Mountain Sport, and kids' models in stock, including the 858 Mountain Sled. Adventure starts with Northern Power Sports, your official Arctic Cat dealer.
Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family is in full swing. Now's the time to adopt a family and pump up the kids this holiday season. Jingle your way to the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue downtown, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to grab a gift tag or go big and adopt an entire family. This year, Last Frontier Media Active is proud to carry on a beloved local legacy, the Adopt a Family program, and we're keeping the tradition with the help of our amazing community partners like Napa Auto Care Group, Lotto Alaska, Kumon, McKinley Orthopedic Sports, Medicine and Spine, and Smart Automotive. You can make a difference to families right here in our community by providing toys, clothes, and the little things that make this season truly special. Don't wait. Stop by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and grab your gift tag today. A special thank you goes to members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Expressway Auto, Metropolitan Garage, plus Lotto Alaska, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine, Kumon, and Smart Automotive.
Go to KFARradio.com for all the details.
For the second year in a row, the good people of Fairbanks have spoken and named Dr. Tim Carey the best doctor in town. Here at McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine, we are very proud of the repeat, but more so, we are thankful to our friends and neighbors throughout Alaska's interior for continuing to spread the word about Dr. Carey's devotion to our community. He continues to devote time, resources, and expertise to our university, high schools, and youth sports programs. Dr. Carey continues to be at the top of his field in orthopedics, arthritis, sports, and fracture care. If you or a loved one want to see the best doctor in town, it's Dr. Tim Carey at McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 8 above. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 5 below. Clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 9 above. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In here with Joni Skillbred. What time are you going to go out to Pikes tomorrow?
I have a 3:30 slot.
Right when the Dallas game is finishing up.
Is that good for you?
Because you get to watch Dallas before you go eat. You get to have a celebratory Thanksgiving meal as Dallas wins their game.
I watched a great series on Netflix about the Cowboys in the 90s when Jerry Jones bought them.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That show's really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed watching it. He's quite a guy.
He is quite a guy.
Yes. But
back to our working. Yeah.
So in 1933, they made everybody turn in their gold but they gave them booze back. So we're
taking the gold but giving you booze.
Yes. Well, you know, the president giveth and he taketh away. So that was in 1933. Now we're going to go to 1942.
Ooh.
1942, things are a whole different ball game in 1942. 9 years later, World War II is on the horizon.
No, we're in World War II.
We are ramping up here in Fairbanks. We have been ramping up the military since the 30s.
Yeah.
In Fairbanks, mm-hmm. That did not happen overnight.
No.
So, you know,
Ladd Field they took a couple farms out over there and made it.
It's government oversight.
Yeah.
You know, yes. You know, people complain about today. Well, that's what it was like in the 30s. And, you know, I mean,
history repeats itself. Yeah.
Yes. So imagine being in Fairbanks and finding out. So October, November, and December of 1942 were absolutely shocking to residents here and very upsetting. Mm-hmm. And imagine being, now Fairbanks is a what town?
Mining town.
A mining town. Gold mining is, that's our number one economic driver.
Interesting how we revert back to that now.
Yeah. And so on October 7th, 1942, we find out that an executive order is going to get signed and we are going to have mining shut down. You're not going to be able to mine gold. Gold isn't necessary for the war. They want that shut down, and they want everything. Everybody's doing everything nationwide has to go to the war effort. And this was one way of doing that. So even miners' equipment is going to go towards the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Ron Roman, when I helped him do his dad's biography for the Mining Hall of Fame Museum. His dad was mining up the Steese, and his equipment got requisitioned by the government. And later on, he got paid back for it.
But
your equipment, you had to quit mining, everything. Now, that causes quite a reaction in a town like Fairbanks. They said that the mining that they wanted them to do was for non-ferrous metals, copper, lead, zinc, antimony.
That wasn't known prospects up here at that time.
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was. But they're going to close 200 to 300 gold mines mm-hmm. nationwide, and a lot of those mines are in Alaska. And this is scary stuff. I mean, our economy was driven by this. Think about the FE company can't mine. Well, they were major contributors to our economy. I mean, this is very, very upsetting. So they had a big meeting at the Model Cafe. And it was decided that they wanted them to stop mining as soon as possible, October 15th. And other work in 60 days. And the only thing you were going to be able to do if you owned a gold mine is maintain your buildings and your property, but you were not going to, you weren't going to produce. You weren't going to move any dirt. So 60 days for the total shutdown. Well, everyone up here is panicking. It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is the end of the sluicing season. So they requested, of course, Delegate Sutherland was our delegate to Congress because we were a territory in those days. And mm-hmm. so, of course, they requested an extension. And the government said that when they said this, you know, that we're going to have gold mining shut down. Their answer to this, of course, this is D.C. bureaucrats deciding this along with the president. Well, okay, so you gold miners, you just switch and start mining the minerals that we want instead of the gold. Well, that's, you know, like zinc mining and gold mining are, that's
two different things.
And placer mining for gold is very different from these
And you're others. Not you're not mining your staked property.
Right, so where are you supposed to go get that? You know, I mean, okay, you're a gold miner and you're on Cleary Creek and all of a sudden you get told, well, you got to go mine antimony. Well, where are you going to go mine the antimony at? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
There was no Ambler Road thoughts then.
Right. But in Washington, D.C., that seemed like a perfectly plausible thing. So then it was said, well, okay, so these men, we don't want them working in the mines anyway. We want them to you know, go through the draft and, you know, be part of the war effort. So that was the other justification for this. Despite all the pushback from the Alaska Miners, through the Alaska Miners Association, that extension was declined. And so Cleary Hill Mine, off of Fairbanks Creek, that particular load mine did get to still be in production for a short time after this because they had tungsten in their ore.
Uh-huh.
So they were able to extract the tungsten, and I would bet that they also kept extracting gold at the same time. So a protest was made on the gold mine order from a group of Western senators, and, you know, they said that this is not good for everybody. But it held, and so Fairbanks ended up not being a gold mining community for a short time.
Well, when did they open it back up? After World War II?
Yeah, it was a couple years. But no dredging, no load mining, no placer mining. I mean, this was a big hit for us here in Fairbanks. So one of the things they did was they assigned serial numbers for all the mines, which is, you know, your typical bureaucratic thing. And those that had special serial preference rating order of P56, they could have an exemption to this. And the only one of those that had that was in Juneau, the only major mine operation.
AJ mine.
Yes. And so, you know, it was all very bureaucratic. So in the western area, you know, it said the mines were put on a standby basis, and it's estimated by the War Production Board that 3,000 to 4,000 men will be made available for other work. That other work was going to be military service. So a lot of them went in there. Now, this all happened in early October.
Hmm.
2 weeks later, October 17th, Fairbanks faces the end of liquor. And we couldn't get alcohol here in town because all of the barges, when World War II happened, the Alaska Railroad was taken over by the military. The shipping was taken over by the military, and the barges were taken over by the military, and they wanted to get critical supplies and goods up here for the war effort, and so that was going to take the place of other things. And so the only things, they allowed a certain percentage of space on the barge for anything that was not war-related.
Mm-hmm.
It's like food. So food became the priority, and alcohol was deemed not necessary. So there was no room for alcohol to be on.
Just when you get it back, they remove it as an important object, and it's put at the back of the line.
Right. And so there's no room for alcohol. The holidays are coming up, and we're not going to have any alcohol.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to have a story for you. It's all about marijuana. The first year that marijuana was legal, over the Christmas season, all the retail outlets ran out of marijuana because it's all bought, and the growers weren't catching up yet.
There were no high times for that Christmas.
You know, there was a lot of bow guarding that joint, my friend.
Well, I mean, can you imagine being here and this is your world? What just happened in
You lost
2 weeks?
Your gold and you got no beer.
And you're not going to have any alcohol, you know. This is Fairbanks. What just happened?
Yeah. I mean, we're in hell.
I'm sure people are like, what is this? Wait a minute. And, you know, because alcohol was legal again, all those stills were gone. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there were some people going, well, maybe I ought to dig out my old still and get it back into operation again. So the liquor stores, there were about 30 of them, liquor stores and bars, places where you could buy alcohol in Fairbanks at that time. And, you know, they were starting to suffer shortages. And this is like a major problem. Major problem.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I would never have thought that.
Yes.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a moment to recover from this major problem. And I'm going to give you some Hall & Oates out of touch bumper music. How apropos can we get? Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. Then we'll come back to our beerless problem. Back in a bit.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
kfarradio.com. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Another busy day. The nation's airports, more than 200,000 flights expected to take off during what the FAA says is the busiest Thanksgiving travel period in 15 years. One flyer we spoke to out of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport says she was trying to be prepared today.
That's why I'm here early, but then Mr. Thing forgot his ID, so now we have to wait on his mother to bring his ID so we can keep it moving through to TSA.
Oh, he's in trouble. AAA expecting about a million more people to be traveling by road this year compared to last year, in part because the shutdown caused a drop in flight bookings. A prosecutor who recently took over the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others now dropping it, asserting it's not illegal to question or challenge election results. And we're learning U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff set to visit Moscow, Russia this week, trying to find an end to the war on Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports Bethel's KYUK radio and TV station will be cutting deep into their staffing come January as it waits to receive over $1 million from the White House, an amount the general manager told NPR could fill salaries and benefits after losing federal funding over the summer. Beginning in January, KYUK will transition to 4 full-time employees and 10 part-time and on-call employees, KYUK general manager Kristen Hall told NPR. It's a change from 10 full-time employees with a potential for further cuts in March if the workload isn't sustainable, she said. I literally went to the president, the Office of Management and Budget Director, to get that done, Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska, who helped negotiate a deal with the White House giving $4.5 million to 14 Alaska radio stations and one TV station, told Alaska's news source earlier this week. We additionally got funding for not just the radio stations through OMB, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Denali Commission, but we were also able to get the TV station in Bethel funded
streaming
as well.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Gavora's Fine Wine Holiday Wine Sale is on now. Save up to 40% off hundreds of different wines. Champagnes, reds, whites, sparklings. Shop now for the best selection. This year, treat your friends, family, and holiday guests to spectacular wines while you treat yourself to up to 40% savings. Wines for every occasion. Stock up. Save a bundle for your holiday parties at Gavora's Fine Wine Holiday Wine Sale while supplies last. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open every day in the Gavora.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Do you sleep well? I never sleep. I could brag about how well I do my job, except I realize my success requires teamwork. I am your septic tank. I count on you and Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn to keep me happy, see? But I have my limits and a backup plan. Call Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn to pump me out just once a year. I promise you'll sleep like a baby.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Joni Skilbred. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We were discussing the ceasing of gold production and the lack of beer.
Yes.
In Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yes, due to the federal government. Yes.
Horrible people.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, executive orders were flying around.
Socialistic premises from a Democratic administration.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's flying around and it's really affecting people. And so we got a lot of unemployed minors who can't get a drink, and so now another article comes
those poor miners.
A couple weeks later, yeah. So towards the end of October, and they say, well, there's lots of jobs open in other places, so you guys need to move to another place to go to work. That was their answer, you know.
Well, also, a lot of miners were employed out of Fort Wainwright to work mm-hmm. on the equipment, the planes yeah. and everything. So it you know, Fairbanks was able to supply the resources of what was needed from homemade education and craft. So.
Yes. So back to the beer front.
Ooh.
Now we're going to rub some salt in the wound, you know.
Oh, you're evil.
You can't, your gold mine is shut down. You can't get a drink. And this headline appears on October 20th, and it says, Anchorage has a sip of beer. There was, somehow they got a load of beer in, and Anchorage got it, of course, not Fairbanks, you know, which I'm sure really upset people.
You know, on the 17th of October, you're showing me this headline that says, Fairbanks faces the end of beer. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So Anchorage has a sip of beer the next day on the 21st of October. It says two more liquor stores close. And this says that this we have had a shortage of liquor and or beer coming into Fairbanks for 2 months. You know, it's drying up and people are hanging on and hoarding what they have.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is... This was happening all over Alaska, but Anchorage managed to get some, and it made that headline.
I'm going to read this.
Would have infuriated me.
The news was brought from Anchorage today that the city, in the grip of a liquor shortage similar to that of Fairbanks, had a brief slackening of this thirst last Saturday. That's when 600 cases of beer, which had been stored at Juneau, managed to arrive in Anchorage. The beer was doled out. 30 to a tavern, and it was all gone by the end of the same night.
Yes.
Like I said, they had a sip of beer.
If you take everybody's beer away, and then all of a sudden you say you have one tavern's got some beer, there's going to be a run on the place.
I know.
So if things weren't bad enough, by the 22nd of October, there's a headline, the tax bill was signed by the president. So not only do we have a shortage, but they put some big excise taxes on cigarettes, liquor, travel fares, and telephone calls. So, you know, he's doing everything he can to get us out of the depression.
There you go.
You know, and but here in Fairbanks, that was okay because we didn't have anything to pay taxes on anyway. We couldn't get beer. So then there's another headline, a drinking man gets 50 days.
And I know.
This guy, he got a hold of some alcohol and got drunk, and everybody's mad about it. And so he got the book thrown at him, a victim of this embargo. Then there's some more articles here about liquor stores being closed. And also during alerts... Because we had blackouts and alerts, you know, liquor sales are prohibited during a blackout. You cannot do it.
I thought that's, well, liquor makes you black out, first of all.
Yeah. So by the end of the month, we are just about
running out of liquor.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
We are just about out. And there was a lot of concern. People were trying to do all kinds of different ways. They're starting to talk about a dry Thanksgiving and Christmas. Nobody's happy about that. You know, and it's all over the state. It's not just here. Root of the problem, of course, is in the two unquestioned facts. Alaskans have a tremendous thirst for beer and hard liquor. And two, there is a worldwide shortage of shipping space.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were shipping up all kinds of stuff for the building of military infrastructure. And that's what was keeping it all. So the gold mining, the suspension of gold production was still making the headlines. And then right before Thanksgiving, some liquor comes for the holiday.
November 27th, 1942.
Yes.
Miracle on 42nd Street.
Some Fairbanksons were
Everyone was dreaming of a white Christmas.
Some Fairbanksons were able yesterday to add alcoholic content to their celebration of Thanksgiving Day thanks to 4.5 tons of bottled goods that came over the Richardson Highway from Valdez a few days ago. For the city's drought-stricken liquor stores obtained portions of the shipment and did a rushing business Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, it is reported that a trickle of liquor will start soon due to relaxed government regulations, which will allow 4% of ship cargoes to consist of such beverages. So 4% of the public cargo could be alcohol now. So by December 4th, it says Fairbanks has liquor once more. They started having some come up on the Alaska Railroad, which was good. You know, it still was a limited amount. So there's going to be some wrangling and that's going to come about as this liquor starts to become available again. But it was in greatly reduced quantities.
Price gouging is next.
Price gouging is next. Yes. And so then there was a investigation done on liquor prices at roadhouses and in Fairbanks. Now, if you're in a roadhouse, pretty much the only liquor you're going to be getting your hands on is probably what you manufacture illegally anyway. Put it in a store-bought bottle and, you know, you're good to go. But so there was some screaming about price gouging because at that time, alcohol prices were controlled. Prices of everything were controlled by the government. It was not a free market economy anymore. And so they had this big investigation on it. And then it was decided that the prices were too high and they dropped the prices. And, you know, I'm sure everyone in Fairbanks was very, very happy. And then they revamped the liquor licensing process. So you had to go through a lot more hoops to get a liquor license. So, yeah, but it was that was quite a fall season, I guess, early winter season in Fairbanks, having all of that happen.
That was a heck of a 1942.
It was. And we're in the middle of a war, you know.
Well, it starts with the you can't have gold anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's in 33.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 42, okay, we're in a war. There is no mining, period.
Right.
And at the same time, with
we are
the shipping of goods needed, consumables such as beer and liquor are put at the very, very bottom of the list.
And don't forget the all the military troops that were sent here. We were invaded. Our town was bursting at the seams
yeah.
with people from someplace else all of a sudden. It was quite a time.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This Christmas, skip the toys, electronics, and gift cards. Instead, give a goat. Yep, some fresh produce, winter gear, or art supplies. At the Light the World Giving Machine, the vending machine that dispenses hope. It's a chance to help those in need locally and around the world. With the push of a button, you select which charity 100% of your donation goes to. The Light the World Giving Machine will be at the Santa Claus House November 19th through December 10th. Follow them on Facebook or Instagram. Light the World Giving Machine North Pole. Brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Wrap up the year event at Jeans Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Select in-stock Jeep Compass, up to $3,000 in bonus cash allowance. Select in-stock Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator, $6,000 in bonus cash allowance. Jeep Grand Wagoneer, finance now and get no payments for 90 days. Hurry in. Offers end December 1st. Jeans, the official dealership of Life in Alaska. South Cushman at Van Horn Road. Online at jeansfairbanks.com.
Through Stellantis Financial, not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
What's the best gift you can give this year? The gift of hearing. For someone with hearing loss, a new hearing aid is a life-changing present. It's the gift of reconnecting with family, of hearing holiday carols in their full beauty, and sharing memories with crystal clear clarity. Call Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center to schedule a hearing test and learn about groundbreaking hearing aid technology with their board-certified audiologist. Or visit their website to learn more at fairbankshearing.com. Merry Christmas.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steve's across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 8 above. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 5 below tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 9 above. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-teens. Slight chance for snow Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Joni Skillbred is in the studio with me, and she is being lazy on Thanksgiving.
I am.
Her and her brood are meeting at Pike's Landing.
I might even sleep in that day.
That's called tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think I'm going to
obviously,
sleep
you don't
in.
Have a Dalmatian.
Yeah. No, I don't.
5 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
This morning was 4:45.
I might sleep in. I might wake up at 8 instead of 5.
This morning he was getting me up at 4:45.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was early. So I sort of whacked him on the head a few times and said, it's not 5 o'clock.
Yeah, once you get up and that cold air hits you, that's it.
Yeah. You know, staggering downstairs this morning to let him and Zena out, geez. And I was like, where's the coffee?
Yeah, you're not going back to sleep after
no,
that.
No, you never get to.
And the worst is if it is snowing and you open the door to let them back in, and they're going to shake that snow off onto you.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, within a minute, they're barking at the door because they know the second phase, which is I feed them outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third phase, I hear the bark again. They're done eating. So, you know, they got me trained.
Yeah, well,
I'm merely the human being in this experiment.
You don't get anything special from them for
Thanksgiving. Oh, no. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, Dave. This is Kaya.
Hello, Kaya.
I have a cute little Thanksgiving story to tell. Back in the mid-70s, I was at home. My mom was making a Thanksgiving dinner. My mom is a gourmet cook, so everything on the table was just amazing looking, and the tableware and everything was to the nines. And just waiting another hour before company showed up, I'm in the back room watching TV, and I look over to the side. I could see the dining room table, and on the dining room table is our German Shepherd.
Did the German Shepherd survive the event?
standing on all fours, hunkering down on the turkey.
Oh, my
mom went
God.
Berserk. We didn't have a turkey dinner, but the sight of seeing a four little dog, I wish I had a camera at that time.
And then it was a fight trying to get the turkey away from the dog, I'm sure.
I don't remember, but I think, my mom yelled enough that he probably dropped it.
Did the dog survive the event?
Oh, yes.
What are your plans for tomorrow, Kaya?
My plans for tomorrow are to... I'm a dog musher, so any time off I like to spend with my animals. I've got six of them in my cabin right now. They're standing room only. The couch is filled up. And I ordered some... I have two... I don't have the time to cook a turkey, so I ordered some food from town. I got...
Smart girl.
I'm fried. Barbecued pork ribs from Big Daddy's Barbecue, and I got the oxtail and the jerk chicken from Eat a Vibe, Jamaican restaurant.
After the Christmas holidays, I'm going to order that sandwich thing that you gave me.
The sloppy.
Yep, oh, sloppy Joe's, yeah.
Lost interest in that or not.
After the holidays, though, because until the holidays, it's all Fairbanks Foodies about the holiday food, and so.
Sure. No, that's great. That's great to know, and I'm still into doing it, and we'll have fun doing it.
You got it. You have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for the phone call.
I have to share a story.
Oh.
In the 80s, my parents, I had a dog that it ended up being my dad's dog. He stole her from me. And she was a mutt, a German Shepherd mix, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, she was a mutt. And we called her Hog Dog. And she was a thoroughfed. And it was Thanksgiving. And my dad lets her out. And a little while later, he goes to open the door to let her in, and to his horror, there she is with somebody's turkey. She stole a turkey from one of the neighbors.
Oh, my God.
And they had, you know,
they're outside letting it cool.
They put it outside to cool it off so that they could, you know, put it in the fridge or whatever they were going to do with it. And I'm sure they said
that dog's a keeper.
And I said, well, Dad, you know, what did you do? What did you do? And he goes, well, I made sure that turkey disappeared right now. And he said, no, I didn't say anything.
He was a co-conspirator then.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, he said he just
I can see that
it.
In your gene pool. I can see that in your gene pool.
Yeah, she stole the whole turkey.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he never got caught, you know. I mean, never heard anything, angry complaints about it. But, yeah, she stole somebody's turkey.
All right, we got another phone call. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving day before. You're on KFVR Radio, and your name is?
I'm Bubba.
Hello, Bubba. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. And I'm just wondering if she trained that dog to be a bird dog.
Oh! Well, it was a retriever.
Yeah, she had a little of everything in her.
It was a big bird dog. Bubba, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving, buddy?
Just going to church and eat the meal there, and then going to business and eat the meal there.
Sounds great. You have a great Thanksgiving, sir. You have a great day, too. Thank you for the call.
All right,
bye. you had a bird dog. You didn't even know it. Good job, Bubba.
Yeah. I Bubba's got a great punny mind.
He's a very perceptive person, he is.
Yes.
You know, we had poodles, so they were bird dogs, but they were, you know, at your feet at the table getting the bird.
Do you remember a disaster Thanksgiving? Did you ever have one growing up?
No.
Where things went wrong?
No.
Oh, we did.
The worst part about Thanksgiving for me, you know, you're growing up doing the dishes.
Oh, yeah, it's a big job on Thanksgiving.
I mean, doing the dishes. And I was about, you know, 13 years old, 14 years old, and I've been bugging my dad for a week, you know. I've been, you know, I'm the youngest boy. The two older ones always duck out, and it's me, mm-hmm. and it's Donnell. And so finally, about 3 days before Thanksgiving, he goes, me and Dr. Ebar, we'll do the dishes, you know, when their family comes over. We always had Thanksgiving, Christmas with the Rebars. And we also had Father McGuigan would be mm-hmm. at the Thanksgiving table. And so we're all there at the Thanksgiving table. And just before, you know, we have Father McGuigan say a prayer, my dad goes, Father McGuigan, I have a confession to make. And we all looked at, oh, boy, this is going to be about. And my dad goes, Father McGuigan, I promised my son David that he wouldn't have to do the dishes tonight. And he goes, and I lied.
And there you sit.
Oh.
Did your mom do all the cooking?
Yeah. Well, and then the Rebars would bring over a big salad. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was a fun night. It was a fun night, you know. You had you had about 15, 16 people there, and there was no children's table. You know, we're all at the table, and, you know, extended tables going out in the living room from the dining room. And a good time was had by all. And, you know, you had Dr. Ebar, and my mom was a nurse. So after, you know, a half bottle of wine from my mom and, you know, Dr. Ebar's fourth, you know, whiskey on the rocks, the nurse versus doctor story started.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So it was just, you know, part of the nomenclature is going to happen. And we all got along great. You know, Dr. Ebar bore me. And then we'd always have Thanksgiving at our house and Christmas at their house there off Gilmore Street in mm-hmm. Weeksfield Subdivision. And it's just how it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but so that's my bad Christmas. That's my bad Thanksgiving story. My dad lied to me, and he confessed, and he got penance from Father McGuigan. He had to do a couple of Our Fathers, and I did the dishes. I had such an abusive childhood, such horrible things.
Yeah, we did for a number of years. We would have everybody over, friends and family, and you know the table that we have is you can add leaves in it. You know,
yeah,
so
we
extend
too, yeah.
it really long.
We can add one leaf.
And it was just all it, you know, like Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays
yeah.
because it's, you know, you're with your family and mm-hmm. your friends and you're enjoying food. And most people do, you know, they share in the duties and it is just, it's such a nice thing. You know, I always really like it.
I am making a Caesar salad.
Yep.
And bringing up dessert. And that's ice cream to my friend's house.
Homemade ice cream, or are you?
No. I could
what
not.
What kind of ice cream are you taking?
There's a vanilla bean, one.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is a, hold on, I have a photo of it.
Oh, he's got to look it up.
I had to make sure it met standard here. Let me see here.
I'm not cooking anything for Thanksgiving this year.
I try not to butcher this name. Umpqua. And we have salted caramel.
Ooh, yum.
And vanilla bean. Two different styles.
Wow, yum.
And I chose those both myself. Anyway, we got about 45 seconds left. I hope you have you're going on a great trip.
I am.
Where are you going?
Panama Canal.
You going to help the invasion?
I hope to watch some of it.
Fireworks in front of you?
Well, I don't know, but I'm.
And you're back just in time for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone 2 weeks?
Roughly.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You have a great Thanksgiving. Fairbanks, you have a great Thanksgiving too. And thank you for listening to me for the last 10 years and putting up with me here in my purple padded room with my North Korean equipment. And what you didn't hear today was one of my North Korean headphones stopped working.
Oh, it did.
And that's what
yes.
I was doing, yeah. But I adapted, overcame, and I got through it. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.